Welcome to Thanks for Your Time, a storytelling podcast by me, Lisa Marie Corso. No pages to turn, just hit play. Today's story is called Friend or Crow. To my neighborhood crows. I think it's about time I introduced myself. My name is Lisa Marie Corso, but you probably know me as the woman with the bushy ponytail that swings out the back of a pale pink cap as I walk through Essendon's tree-lined streets every day. I see you and your flock. Wait, is that right? I don't want to generalize here. I know it's a flock of birds, but what do crows prefer? A herd? A gaggle? A school? You can get back to me on that one. In the meantime, I truly mean no disrespect. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, I see you all, and to be honest, I'm a lot frightened. You're the only bird that doesn't flap its wings away when people come a little too close. Instead, you stand there with your beak poised and stare right into our eyes. To be frank, it's pretty terrifying, which is why I always cross the road when I see you all gathered, gossiping about last night's episode of MasterChef on the Nature Strip. I'm sure, well, I hope, you mean no ill harm, but please pardon my anxieties. It's just that I come from a long line of women who have been swooped. Okay, well, technically two generational lines of women who have been swooped. And I'm not talking the good romantic kind of swooping. I'm talking the creepy kind, where one second you're up in the sky and then next you're descending towards your unexpected prey. I'll never forget in the late 1990s when my family visited Hillsville Sanctuary together and quietly gathered in a circle with strangers who'd come from near and far to see the Birds of Prey show. We patiently waited without distraction. After all, this was an era where the most impressive feature of the brick-sized mobile phone was that when clipped to my dad's khaki shorts pocket, it would weigh down the waistband all day long. On this day at Hillsville Sanctuary, we just waited. We watched in silence as the bird trainer put on their special glove and described to us the events that were about to unfold and the special characteristics and intelligence of the birds we were about to see. The trainer then called upon a wedge-tailed eagle. I know, it's not a crow, but stay with me. The wedge-tailed eagle then proceeded to swoop from the sky out of nowhere. The audience looked up starstruck by this obedient feathered marvel, following its flight path through the sky. The trainer grinned, bursting with pride like a parent whose young child has recently graduated from crawling to walking. Because even though the trainer, just like the parents, had seen this routine many times, evolution always catches us by surprise. The audience flicked their heads towards the bird trainer's extended arm, knowing this was the bird's tarmac. But when the trainer's grin turned into a grimace, we knew something was off. The bird had taken a slight detour and swooped in succession both of my nonna's heads. This bird could not resist the classic nonna hairstyle. Short, spherical, wavy and wiry from years of exclusively using a plastic comb. This eagle knew my nonna's hair would make the perfect addition to their nest. The audience uncomfortably moaned as the trainer quickly intervened and summoned the bird with what can only have been an audible cue saved for the worst case scenario. Imagine the scandal. Imagine the headline. Munja, munja, nonna's attacked by wedge-tailed eagle. Luckily for my nonnas, the bird was distracted by the siren call and returned to its trainer. The audience was relieved. Meanwhile, both my nonnas were none the wiser. They didn't even flinch. I mean flinch. I just have a lot of birds on the brain right now, as you can imagine. But why so hostile towards us, the crow? I see your point. But this story goes on. While my nonnas were spared at Hillsville Sanctuary, my paternal nonna's nest hare came under attack a few years later in the place she felt safest, her own street in Moonee Ponds. Back in her own territory, she combed her hair, ready to tackle the day. And as she routinely walked up the hill towards Puckle Street, she did what we all do when we feel comfortable. She let her guard down. While her guard was down, her hair stood up. It's a known fact it's defied gravity since I was born. Her hair doesn't fall, it grows horizontal. That's when she got swooped by a magpie. This time, her scalp left bloody. There were no cappuccinos for her that day. She hasn't been swooped since, but this story has continued to haunt my family. Have we been cursed with the frizzy, wiry hair that's most appealing to your kind? I know the callous behaviour of magpies have really damaged the reputation of many innocent birds, including yourself, the crow, but now I can't help but be wary of you. In 2016, the ABC even reported that crows were increasingly mimicking the behaviour of magpies and swooping, which was previously rare for you lot. See? Evolution always catches us by surprise. I know you're just trying to defend your little babies from us terrible humans, and you have every right to do so, but I promise I mean no harm. I see you every day watching me watch you from the trees, the nature strip, and while balancing on electricity poles like the type of skilled tightroper they make Netflix documentaries about. I'm always the first to avert my eyes, but can't help but look back to see if you're still watching me, and you always are. I feel the weight of my bushy ponytail swinging back and forth out of my cap, like a hypnotic pendulum full of wiry nest goodness, beckoning you to swoop. I know you've resisted so far, and I appreciate that. But we all rest on our laurels eventually, and when that day comes, despite your good intentions, a tuft of my hair may just make your day a little brighter. Actually, scratch that. I don't want to give you any ideas. I've got a new plan. From tomorrow onwards, I'm ditching the ponytail. I'll be the girl wearing the pink cap with the neat little bun. Temptation is hard to resist, and no one wants to be enemies with their neighbours. Let's just call a truce and do what good neighbours do. Politely nod at each other as we walk on by. Thanks in advance, Lisa Marie Corso. Time is a storytelling podcast written and produced by me, Lisa Marie Corso, with artwork by Dean Noble and music by Kevin MacLeod. This podcast was made with support from Moonee Valley City Council as a recipient of an arts grant. Thanks for listening, and catch you next time.